Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Chief Minister Pema Khandu has announced the launch of an artificial intelligence and machine learning scaling program in Arunachal Pradesh following an MOU with Ranchavation Labs Private Limited, supported by IIT Delhi. The initiative will offer a 60-hour job-ready AI course for college students, graduates and youth, along with a 5-day AI Explorer boot camp for school students from class 6 to 12. The program is scheduled to begin from 12th January 2026. IGP Law and Order Chuku Appa updated on the ongoing investigation into the arrest of individuals involving in spying activities. On credible information, Arunachal Pradesh Police Itanagar, led by Jumar Basar, SP Itanagar, on 21st November 2025 arrested Nazir Ahmed Malik of Kupwara, Kashmir. Interrogation led to two more arrests from the same location. Investigation revealed the suspects were sharing sensitive information with handlers across the border. IGP Appa warned that allowing outsiders to stay in Arunachal without police verification is a serious issue and urged people to verify tenants to ensure the safety of themselves and society. As part of the nationwide Good Governance Week celebration from 19th to 25th December 2025, the District Administration Upper Siang organized a workshop on good governance practices and initiatives under week-long campaign Prashasan Gaon Ki Or at DC Office Conference Hall Yingkyong. Kavit Apang, APC AG retired, the chief guest of the occasion, called upon all participants to work with commitment for the welfare of the general public and the holistic development of the district and the nation. Meanwhile, in Namsai district, a total of 17 departments participated in Seva Apke Dwar that was inaugurated today under the campaign Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. They provided services of various government schemes and redressal to public grievances at the doorstep of the citizen. Legal Metrology and Consumer Affairs Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu on Monday conducted a re-survey of the Mopakat Longkhwa road stretch at Thirap district that is under construction currently. Minister Wangsu also directed the executing department and agency to prioritize quality workmanship that will stand the test of time. He said that the road must serve the people reliably for years to come. The Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority has inaugurated a legal aid clinic at Chimpu Police Station, Itanagar. The facility will provide free legal assistance, timely guidance, and legal awareness, ensuring easier access to justice for vulnerable and needy citizens. Coming Healers of Gajraj Corps and Tejpur Medical College and Hospital organized a blood donation camp at Tenga of West Kameng District, collecting over 100 units of blood. This initiative reflects the spirit of service and social responsibility while also strengthening healthcare support for the community. The Ashmita City League football tournament among Khelo India centers of Arunachal Pradesh was formally inaugurated yesterday at the football ground of Sangeladin Sports Academy, Itanagar. The tournament has witnessed participation from 13 Khelo India centers with a total of 210 athletes and coaches competing in the league. The tournament will conclude on 27th December 2025. Meteorological Centre of Itanagar has forecast that dense fog is very likely at isolated pockets in East Kameng, Pake Kesang, Lower Subansiri, West Siang, East Siang, Leparada, Lohit and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar has been honored with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. 8 scientists were conferred with Vigyan Shri Award and 14 young scientists were awarded under the Vigyan Yuva category, while the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR. In a commercial mission, ISRO is scheduled to launch the new generation U.S. communication satellite Bluebird Block 2 spacecraft tomorrow at 8:54 a.m. local time. The satellite is part of AST Space Mobile's next-generation system to provide direct cellular broadband connectivity to standard smartphones without special hardware. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.